T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Number. The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
I'm going to give it up to my wife, Debbie. She's come up with some really good music this week, as yours did last.
Sure.
And Duda's wife did the previous week.
Of course.
You turn things over to women, they normally get they get it done.
All right.
What do you mean, all right?
I'm okay.
I want to thank Brad Herzit and Mike Welly from the Mid-American Credit Union. I was out there this morning, presented a check for $2,500. To help us with our golf tournament coming up on October 4th. And then another donation was made of $2,500 to go into our general building fund. So thanks to those guys. It was good to sit down and talk to them and to get the community support that we get with League 42 is amazing and appreciated and will never, ever be taken for granted. We got some big goals and plans for League 42, and we're only going to get there through the support of the community, and so far it's been wonderful. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Bob and Jeff with you. What's on your mind? I had something I wanted to talk about.
What was it?
I can't remember. It's embarrassing.
You know what's been on my mind from a sports standpoint? Another thing I have strong opinions about, which I don't know if anybody cares about it, but Matt Nagy, you need to calm down, speaking of Taylor Swift. With this kicker tryout and guys coming in to kick 43-yard field goals because that's what was missed in the playoffs last year. Dude's crazy. There are good kickers out there. Just find one and let's move on.
Does this make you not like the Bears?
It doesn't make me not like the Bears. It just makes me think that the Bears are going to have a rough year.
Well,
if they're that obsessed with a 43-yard field goal. Come on, man. Relax.
Well, he's trying to show his fan base that he's as upset about it as they are, right?
But his job isn't to be upset. His job is to turn the page and get your
he's team turning on the page. He's turning the page in a different way than you might turn the page.
The people that have come in for tryouts.
You could argue that he's diffused the situation with this.
He hasn't. He's made it. He's given.
I could argue
more
the
pressure.
Other side.
He's put
Are the
more
Indians
pressure.
Starting to fail a little bit?
No, but they're probably not going to catch Minnesota. Their schedule's too tough, and Minnesota's is not. Although Minnesota did lose today to Lucas Giolito and the White Sox.
But are the Indians going to get into the playoffs? That's the question you've got to have right now.
It's going to be a battle. I think they can still get to 97, 98 wins with the schedule they have. But they got to beat Minnesota head-to-head.
Now they're shutting down Kluber for 2 weeks.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
It's not good.
You ought to be worried.
Carrasco will be a weapon in the pen. It'll be fine. I'm not.
You're worried.
Playing the wild card game, lose it, and move on.
Meanwhile, if the Cardinals could get to a wild card game with Jack Flaherty, all bets are off, right?
Well, unless they're facing Jacob DeGrom.
Well, you know what? We'll take on Jacob DeGrom. We'll take on Max Scherzer. Those are other potential wild card hurlers.
Right. Nobody from the Brewers scares you as a wild card starting pitcher.
I don't think anybody from the Phillies is that scary.
No, they don't have a guy like Aaron Nola's been really good.
Yeah, but not as good as he was.
He's been pretty good lately.
Yeah, but he's not had the.
What's he like, 14-3 or something?
He's had a good year.
12-3.
He's had a good year, and he's one of the best pitchers in the game, but he's not having the kind of year he had last year. Can we agree on that?
He had a bad start, and he's been pitching fantastic.
Well, Flaherty had a bad start, and he's been pitching better than fantastic.
Well, there you go.
So we'll take our chances. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cardinals and Brewers tonight, final game of a three-game series in St. Louis, and you got to get that game if you're the Cardinals. You can't win the first two and not nail it down on the third. Am I right about that?
Exactly. But taking two out of three is still important. Win series, take care of business, and you'll be fine.
Nerve-wracking. Baseball is nerve-wracking.
Of course it is.
At this time of the year.
It's not fun sometimes.
It's okay.
The Indians unraveled last night because Oscar Mercado dropped a lazy fly ball to left field.
Well, that's one of my former Cardinals. So you can't take him back. You can't give him back. We still have more outfielders than we know what to do with. Harry Bader came up last night and played the game of his life.
He's hitting 206 now.
You know what? That guy, as I told my wife, if he gets the hit tool going, and he showed that he can, he went down to Memphis and had 7 home runs in 2 weeks or whatever it was. He is a unbelievable defensive outfielder.
Of course he is.
No, really, Jeff.
No, I know he is.
You're knocking it.
That's where his entire value comes from as a player, is his defense.
And his ability to run.
Right.
So if he hits, he could be a superstar.
Or he doesn't even need to hit. He just needs to.
If he hits 280 and takes 75 walks a year and quits chasing bad pitches. And
well, he's never going to be a 75 walk guy. And he's probably never going to be a 280 guy. Just hit 250 and with a little
pop. 270. That average still means something to me. I'm still from the dark ages. I don't want to, you hit 220, but you hit a lot of home. No.
He didn't hit 270 in the minors.
He hit well at Memphis.
Oh yeah. In again 2 weeks, like you said. 16 games.
Yeah.
Good for him.
College football Saturday night. I know you're not interested. Last year you at least told me you'd be interested.
I said I'd try to watch some Notre Dame games, but I ended up watching like one, and I watched KU for some reason.
Well, you'll have your opportunities
to watch KU. I'll still watch KU. Why not?
I'll watch as much as I can when I have the opportunity. My goal is to lock in a little bit more to the NFL this year.
Will KU play a night Big 12 game this year?
Yes.
They'll be scheduled for a game that has some eyes on them?
They will play at least one night 6 p.m. start game. Yes.
I hope so.
I'm going to say that right now. It's not because they're going to be great. It's because Les Miles.
Right. Of course that's why. He deserves to be in that kind of spotlight.
And there will be genuine interest in seeing KU.
Well, Oklahoma and then Texas in October between a bye week there. Either of those games could potentially. I think at Texas will be a night game.
I think their opener against West Virginia could potentially be.
No,
a night.
That's an 11 a.m. start if I've ever
Les
seen
Les Miles?
One. Yeah, I hear you, but come on.
Les Miles' first game in the Big 12. Do you know how many games are on television? Virtually all of them.
Every game.
So why
on
not
TV.
Throw that one in the evening?
Because that's not your primetime game. Let's look at the schedule on September 21st.
You're going to have a lot of good games. Listen, I understand that. But why not throw that one out there?
You've got not really any. Oregon and Stanford, of course, that'll be a late game. Tennessee and Florida on September 21st. Auburn, Texas A&M.
Notre Dame, Georgia.
Oklahoma State, Texas. I'm not seeing it.
Well, we'll see.
Whatever that day was.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that game. Michigan, Wisconsin. We've already got that one's already set for 11 a.m. Michigan, Wisconsin is going to be on Fox at 11 a.m. The night games, the CBS Sports Network's already locked up Utah State, San Diego State, and Baylor versus Rice.
But that's CBS Sports Network. That's not your primetime network.
Not right. I understand that.
All right, good. And they're talking about
Les Miles
on ESPN
right
now. By the way,
this is interesting. The NFL Network is going to carry some college football games this year. South Alabama and UAB will air on the NFL Network on the 21st of September.
All right.
How about that?
I don't know. I mean, okay. It's not a great matchup, is it?
We'll get into...
I guess UAB's pretty good.
We'll get more into it next week. We'll start our picks a week from tomorrow. That's also when our fantasy football draft will be at Side Pockets, and everybody knows to be there. We'll start about 6:30. Virgil Ballard, our commissioner, and I try to defend a runner-up finish last year.
That's a good, solid finish.
Against Daniel Collins in the championship game.
2 years in a row you finished second in this thing.
That's not bad, is it?
Yeah, I beat you the other year, and I'll win again this year.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that you'll win.
We'll see.
We'll give it our best shot. All right. Have we come to the end of another show?
Shut her down.
This show wore me out.
I thought it was fun.
I think it's the squealing. Do your Foxworthy impression one more time.
If you...
Don't laugh remember. In the middle of
what
it.
What was the... If you focus on a... I can't remember now.
Concentrate.
If you stare at a can of orange juice because it says concentrate, you might be a redneck.
Why didn't you go see him at the Kansas
I don't Star? Know. That's strange to me.
My wife will tell you to this day, she's never seen me laugh as hard as I did at
I
Jeff
I can
Fox.
Believe it. I'm ashamed.
It was uncontrollable.
I
thought I was
going
to have to dismiss myself.
Understood.
I thought there could be problems. We'll be back in a moment. The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.